We got Chris, we got Ben, we got Chris and Ben and Ben. Chris and Ben. It's the NES podcast with Chris and Ben and Ben and Chris and Ben.
Okay, so we're going now, Ben. You were just yawning. I noticed. How are you doing over there? Are you going to be able to get through this whole thing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You seem very tired. Are you tired?
A little bit.
Okay. So is this going to... Because I think that probably is going to make people a little bit worried because you didn't exactly have the most energy last episode and you were not tired then, right? You were...
I was pretty good then.
Okay. So maybe you can hopefully get that second wind. Why are you tired?
I was working and
okay, so starting off with a bang, once again, sorry, what did you say? What was the part after working?
Doing a lot of shows.
Oh, doing shows. I thought you said issues. That's what I thought you said. Anyway, so this is you go ahead. I apologize. I'm doing it again. This is Ben's podcast. I am Chris James. I'm the host of the Not Even a Show and the Nothing More Show, and I'm the co-host of this podcast. Ben, what episode is this? You take over now.
This is episode 2.
Well, no, it isn't. No. And I don't want this to be a running thing because I don't want to always have to correct you, but the last one was episode 0. Have you been on the Patreon?
No,
try not to
yet.
Do the mouth noises too, where you just go like, into the microphone, because that's not really the best thing for people's ears. But have you been on the Patreon yet?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, so...
it's pretty new.
Well, I mean, we have quite a few patrons now. Do you know that? I mean, no, you don't, I guess.
I saw the Facebook thing.
So I posted on Facebook, but we actually have some more since then. So we're up to, at the time of this recording, which is... Sunday night. This is literally when all the stuff's 15 minutes that new episode's coming out. It's scheduled, so it's going to come out while we're recording. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, as of this recording, we have 59 patrons. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's right. So we're doing this for 59 people, but it is, again, it's episode 1. The first one was an introduction, episode 0. This is the first actual episode. So you go ahead, start it off. Episode 1, Ben, what's on the docket?
Hey, we got a lot of good conversations.
Okay, that's what you said last time. And it made me upset last time. And I'm not sure if you even remember. Because you might think if you're listening, oh, Ben's doing a callback. But if you saw the look on his face after he said that, you would realize that no, it was not. He was, in fact, just saying the same thing again. So we actually have... something very exciting. We have some questions, a new segment that we're going to be doing every week. It's called Banquisition, right? That's pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. So Ben thinks that's good. That's questions. We got it from Twitter and Discord, some of the fans. And also, if you do want to write in questions, we're going to hopefully stop doing it on Twitter and bothering people in the Twitter feed. So you can email into noteventashow@gmail.com. Is that it? noteventashow@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I could have said anything there, and he would have agreed with it. Okay, so before we get to that, though, Ben, let's go through what was your week like before we talk about the episodes that came out. What was your week like out in the real world? And you did a pretty big mouth thing there, I just noticed. I mean, I'll edit it out. The thing is, Ben, I don't want to edit this because I spent a lot of time editing the other stuff. So ideally, what I want to do is just put this straight out. That's why I want the volume to be, at a reasonable level, and just try to not do, don't try to do egregious mouth noises.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to stall a little bit because I don't want to talk about my actual week. So I was trying to think of something.
You're trying to do it fake a little improv.
Yeah.
Okay. And you do take improv classes.
Yeah.
Okay. So how's that working out? I mean, people probably kind of know now because you spent a long time trying to think of even just the most simple, basic premise to come forward with. So are you just started out in the classes, or
Yeah, I've been doing it for like a little while. Like,
okay, are you enjoying it? Do you like doing improv? I've kind of I'm an actor, as we've mentioned.
Yeah,
and I've thought about getting into improv because a lot of my acting buddies say, you know, you'll go to auditions and they say, any improv background? You know what I mean? And then I don't have any. So what's it like going to a class?
It's good. You do a lot of exercises and scenes.
So when I ask, just to be clear, when I say, hey, what's it like? I'm not looking for good or bad. I'm looking for I know you are sort of giving a description now, so that's good. But yeah, when I say like, hey, what's that? What's it like doing that? I don't want you to say it's good or bad. That's not the answer I'm looking for. I'm looking for you to, I guess, what's the word? Elaborate.
Right. That was like a jumping off point.
Yeah, exactly. So, where do you take your classes? Is it down the street there?
No. It's at the Dusty Flower Pot.
Now that I think is made up. I'm not sure though. It seems like, cause you never know with these fucking improv classes, but I think it was made up. Did you make that up?
No, that's real.
Is that actually the place?
It's the Dusty Flower Pot Cabaret.
Okay.
That's the venue.
Okay. See, and the reason that I say that also, cause we live in the same city. I've never heard of that place before.
It's like Maine and Fourth or something.
Oh, and so very close to where I live.
Yeah.
As well. Well, I shouldn't say that. Well, I mean, who gives a shit? I say my address when I'm on stage. But so you're telling me this place is just down the street and I've never heard of it before. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit more about your day and your week, rather, and don't make shit up. Tell the truth. Why don't you want to tell the truth? These people are paying money. They don't want you to lie to them. I'm just going to see if this Dusty Flower Pot Inn actually...
You'll find it. Okay, so... today I let my dog outside again.
What the fuck? What do you mean again?
I think I talked about that last time.
I don't think you did. I hope you didn't. And it just was the weirdest sentence ever. I let my dog out again. Like, oh, well, I guess you did do it before. At some point, I would assume, unless it's a brand new dog. Okay, so you let your dog go. That's very nice. Not for a walk, but just rather let it out in the backyard.
Yeah, just in the yard. And
have you ever ridiculous. It's so close. It's even closer than where I thought. Wait. It's like in that building that has that all the studio, like in the apartments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at a place in there. I almost moved into there. Okay, anyways, so this place does exist, but it's like someone's fucking apartment that he's doing it in. So that's fucked up. So that's why I've never heard of it, because it's some person named, probably a guy named Dusty, who runs it out of his fucking apartment. Is that right or wrong?
It's in those apartments, but it's like a separate, there's a bunch of artist spaces in there.
So where's Dusty? Where does he have his?
You have to go to the back alley.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how much did you pay? Do you pay money to go do this?
Yeah.
Who teaches you? Who are the teachers? Don't say their names, but like, what are they, people I would know?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I failed it before. So then I only have to pay half price to retake it.
Hang on one second. I did not know that you could fail at improv class. Oh, that is horrifyingly sad for everybody listening, you know? I mean, I did not know that was possible. Do they have like a thing where, like, how do you find out that you fail? Explain that, how that happens, please? Because this is compelling radio here. So how does one find out they fail an improv class?
You get an email, and then at the start it says nice things. Okay. And then the second half is like all the things that you're bad at, and then why you need to retake the class.
I see. So they're basically saying that you're not quite ready to go to the next step yet.
Yeah.
But you decided to retake the class.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you say you're persistent, or would you say that you're a mark on the street, as they would say in some of those movies? Would you say that you're like, I guess, like a, what's, is it a rube? Is that the word I'm looking for? Or would you say that persistence is going to pay off here? Well, how would you categorize yourself in this scenario?
I think persistence.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I will say this. You are undoubtedly funny. There's no doubt about that. For all that, you know, for all I say about Ban here, he's undoubtedly funny. He's definitely very, very good at stand-up. And so I can imagine that there are probably certain hurdles about you being like super nervous and super like shy and stuff with working with other people. It's probably part of why you're doing it, right? To try to, but so I would imagine.
I'm not very good at different characters.
Well, I think people can probably figure that out too, that you're pretty one, you know, you got what you got and you pretty much got to go with it. But you're trying to get better at that though. Are you trying to diversify?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. But so what I'm saying is I wouldn't think Ban would fail a class like that because of like a lack of talent or being funny enough. I would think that it would be the nerves and that type of stuff and him being uncomfortable that would stop him. But still, I mean, undoubtedly very sad for everyone listening. I'm sorry that you did just have to hear about that when you're trying to listen to a comedy podcast. Okay, so Ben, after you let your dog out, I mean, that's okay. So we're at, oh, and if you didn't listen to the first one, Ben wakes up at like fucking 1:45 p.m. or some shit. What time do you wake up at? What time did you wake up at this morning?
I got a job now, so now I wake up at like 8:30.
Oh, I see. So you have to go to work at a regular time.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So that's okay. That makes sense. So now your days of lumbering out of bed at 4:40 p.m. and going online to complain about McDonald's breakfast not being served that late are those days over now?
Yeah, I can like only do that like 2 days a week now.
And are they Saturday, Sundays?
No, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that's going to become, that means that I have to, we'll have to record at night all the time then. Because I can't record on those days. So it means we'll always have to record the podcast at night.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Sounds good. So, wow. So that's, and there's nothing I can say because I am nearly the co-host, and Ban runs the show when it comes to this podcast. So if he says we record at night, if he says, "Hey, I got a job, and we have to do it this way," then that's how we do it. And why don't we look at maybe some questions? You want to hit the mailbag and do some banquisitions?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of enthusiasm. Let's hit the theme music. No, I don't want to make theme music. I just said let's hit the theme. Okay, I'll do a. Ben, can you make a theme song for this part? Hang on. Banquisitions. Okay, I just did that on the fly. Yeah, It didn't fucking record the part with the. God damn it. Okay, Ben, can you make a song? Because I have that, just so you guys know, I have like the piano plugged in, the keyboard, the MIDI controller, but it's not picking. It's GarageBand and more like GarageBand. So, can you make a song
without the keyboard?
No. Oh, like that would be actually good. I can just pull it out of there. I could actually put something underneath it afterwards. If you say something right now, don't worry too. If it like, don't feel like, oh, this is gonna sound super dumb, because when I'll put crazy effects on it and I'll put it under music. So what you want to say is like, this is the banquisition. So yeah.
Yeah.
But you want to say it and don't just go like, this is the but, like, don't just say it, because it is a song, remember. So there is, you're required to sing it. Yeah.
So it's like inquisitions.
Yeah. Yes, that's the joke of it. Okay, so are you looking for... So you need motivation for it? Like, are you really... Just sing it. Just, this is the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- it wasn't the same as what I did, but it was, you did your own take on it and I liked it. You know, you made it your own, and I think we can work with that for sure. And I will make that sound great. Don't worry. I'm a hit maker. All right. So let's go to some of these questions. Let's see. So we asked out on Twitter, and as I mentioned, we do want to take questions ideally over email. So once again, what's that email again that they can email their questions or comments into? And we want them to do that as well. So what is that email, please?
Noteven a show@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. That is exactly right. Okay, so let's go to our questions and let's see. We have quite a few questions came in. We got a good response, and I think it had something to do with the fact that I said, "Hey, ask us questions, or it's gonna be fucking sad if I put this tweet out and nobody says anything." So I really sort of forced him into it. Okay, so actually a lot of questions. We might, maybe too many to do on this. A lot of them are for me. I know it's your podcast, but, and I told them questions for Ben or Chris. There are some for you, but people for some reason want to ask me questions. So someone says, okay, this is from Boss O'Crabs. That's Crab at Crab Boss on Twitter, with a K, by the way. Hello, NEAS team. Please ask Chris when he will stop boycotting the Go Off Kings show. Thank you. I will stop boycotting the show when they show me the respect that I deserve. Ben, you want to weigh in on that?
I support you in that. They should respect you more.
That's very cool, Ben. And it'll be nice. People will like to hear that because it is a big thing going on, and whether or not I'm going to even ever come back. Do you think I should go back? Do you know what the Go Off Kings is? Have you ever watched one of the streams, familiar with it in any way?
No.
Okay. So you, but would you think I should go back?
Yes.
Very strange. Very strange answer. Okay, Chris, this comes from AM at Leftover Cruise on Twitter. Chris, how old were you when you did your first open mic? If questions are in kayfabe only, can we get a Cal update? Kayfabe is a wrestling term. So he's asking, hey, if the podcast is only in like character, sort of, which is not the truth, right? We're the actors who play the roles of those people in the show. So this is behind the scenes. So we can answer all the things, because Cal's a real guy. That's my brother, my twin brother, and he hangs around sometimes. And I'll tell you what, Ben and him don't get along at all. He beat the crap out of you the one time at the barbecue. What did you say to him? Anyways, I actually wanted to ask you about that. So Ben and Cal, if you're newer, Cal, I think he was definitely in the second episode ever, where he co-hosted it with me. My mom would force me to have him. He's a really bad dude. He's trouble. He's not a nice guy at all, as you know. Kicked the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, left you for dead. Remember, we found you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not a nice guy, but my mom would force you to say, hey, he's, you know, you got to do stuff with your brother. So he also appeared as well. That was him actually appearing. And then he appeared as himself playing the role of Cal. And I tricked him into staying in the prison in the character of Chris. And so he's come back. But yeah, he's at this point, he's in prison actually in real life. Because Ben, we said, hey, Ben, you don't press charges, you know, but you did, right? You ended up going to the police and pressing charges.
Yeah, I thought he was dangerous.
Well, he, that's understandable, but it's my brother, and the people like him, and they want to see him on the show, and so now they understand. That's why you won't see him for a while, is that he beat you. How close were you? I mean, within an inch of your life, certainly. I mean, it left you for dead, pummeled you. Did he piss on you?
A little bit. I was
just a little bit. That's a weird way to do it. But okay. So, and then Ben pressed charges, and we all, I mean, we were on him for a while. Like, give him a break, you know, it's our boy Cal or anything. But then the problem was Cal kept saying, like, if I get out, I'm going to fucking finish the job, motherfucker. I'll fucking kick that little bitches. I'll piss all over him. He kept, yeah, really wanted to, he wanted to piss. That makes sense if he just did a little bit. He wanted to finish, I guess. Okay, so next question comes in from Skanker. Some of these names, man, are ridiculous. Skanker says, I miss your pretty face on the Go-Off Kings. Okay, so that's another reference to the Go-Off Kings and the boycott that I currently have going. Oh, here's a good one. And, Ben, you might be able to weigh in on this one. Wait, have you ever watched any episodes?
Yeah, I'm almost caught up.
Okay. So this is from Frost Chili Bridge at Andrew Marvell. And he asks, what the hell was JJ saying about Alf? It was very confusing. Do you remember that? JJ was talking about how Alf, basically how he loved Alf so much because Alf didn't try to be pretentious and he just was what he was. And yeah, it was a confusing take on JJ's really fucked up guy. He's like used to do Radio for Real, I think, JJ McCartney. And then, or at least this is how he tells it kind of in his like biography of his life that he has online. But that he's, I guess he has like, he's on disability and he has some health problems. And so he's at home. And that's why I kind of laid off him for a while. But then he started to get really aggressive towards me. And then I could tell that he was like kind of game to do it on some level. And we don't really bother him. Like, we try not to hassle his show too much because, like over and over again, because he has like a heart problem or something. But anyways, don't know what he was talking about with Alf. You can send him an email and he will respond. His email's on his website. So go to jjmccartney.com and then email him and say, hey, what did you mean about Alf? And he'll respond to you. I can almost guarantee it. Okay. This comes from, and as I said, we do have so many of these, Ben, and I promise, I think some of them will come in for you at some point. But here, hang on. This comes from A. Ogilvy at Unruly Mammoth. Which radio host do you think is the least despicable and most redeemable? And you can't say Jim Lockwood because we are all Lock Gang members here, Chris. Well, I'm not in the show anymore, you know, as this episode that just come out 5 minutes ago, Ben. That's exciting. The new episode, I have joined my own gang, started my own gang called the Lone Wolves. But okay, so... Ben, what would you say? Let's get your answer on this first. So who's your favorite of the hosts that you actually don't really hate that much, that you think has like redeemable qualities?
Which guy's the...
Jesus Christ. I mean, this is the length that you're... I mean, just say someone. You know what I mean? Do you understand the concept of dead air in radio?
I can't remember his name.
Okay, well, and that's that's what we need.
There's like
the main thing we need here is his name. In
I
fact,
know one description, but I don't want to say that.
Because that he's black?
Yeah.
Well, you could just say that, man. Not saying it is actually kind of racist, maybe, or in a way, because it means that you're like, find it, and it makes you feel uncomfortable to say it in some way or something. It's, if that's the feature that sticks out to you, Ben, then that's, yeah. So is it Wayne Dupree?
He usually has like co-hosts are okay.
Okay. So this is a very vague description. And once again, I don't think he watches or has seen any episodes. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I should maybe look at the questions before.
No, well, I don't think you need to. If you watched any episodes and you were a fan, as you claim to be, of the channel, you would know a host and you'd be able to say them. And the host you're describing, you would know their name. But anyways, I mean, there's 60 episodes, man. I mean, Wayne Dupree has been on 20 of them, you know, constantly referenced, made songs about his name. Anyways, all right, moving on.
They're all bad, though. It's hard to pick up a good one.
Oh, and then he goes and he realizes as he's failed to come up with it, he's like, oh, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this way out now, where I'm going to be the bigger man and say, well, I actually hate them all because, you know what, I don't agree with it. Well, I know. That's an obvious thing, man. That's why they're asking the question. That's why it makes it interesting. That's what makes it interesting. Okay. This comes in from Brendan at Brendy Reef. I think Brendan is definitely, I think Brendan's a patron as well. If I'm, because not all these people are patrons, so we might be answering their questions and they might not actually be hearing the answer. So this question, does Chris look like the priest from Sopranos? Do you watch Sopranos, Ben?
No.
Okay. So that's, sorry, Brendan.
I think you could potentially look like a priest from Sopranos.
No, but you don't. But you don't know what the person he's describing looks like.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, Brendan. I'll try to. Hopefully, at some point, maybe Ben will watch. I mean, it is Sopranos. It's kind of a fringe sort of show that wasn't so big and not very many people saw. So you can understand that he didn't necessarily wasn't able to catch it. I don't know that it was even. Is it? Can you even watch it anywhere now? I don't know that you can. So, anyways, moving on. Let's see the. This one is coming in for you. It's not a question, though. It comes from, in fact, I've never been a sports fan, at Jeff the Chiz. And I believe Jeff the Chiz is a patron as well. And he says, impeach ban.
What was it about the sports fan?
That's his name.
Oh.
So, yeah, his name is, in fact, so I've weird. Never been a sports fan. That's his Twitter name. And his hand is, it's at Jeff the Chiz. But he says impeach ban. So I guess he wants you out. That's what that means. So do you have any response for Jeff the Chiz?
I thought you could only get impeached if you're a politician.
Oh, I see. So he's arguing semantics with you now. He's saying you're a dumb fuck, basically, that you don't even know what that fucking word means, dipshit. Hey, Jeff the Chiz, you dumb motherfucker, you idiot. Wait, you don't even know the English language? You're misusing words? Is that what you're saying, basically, Ben?
Yeah.
Like fuck this guy. If you're basically saying this guy, if he comes and fucking finds you, you'll fucking show him a thing or two. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll get out my dictionary.
That actually sounded, because you said I'll get out my dick, and then you there was such a weird small little pause where just for a moment I was like, what are you talking about, man? What are you gonna do, man? Okay. So this last question from the Twitter, I believe, could be for you and you could answer it. This is one that I know you can answer. I hope, because there might be some way that you actually fucking don't. Okay, so this comes from Kyle William at Fung. Very good, a very good Twitter handle at Fung to get that, you know. It's good real estate. That's what a guy once told me. I was doing a little spot for the Weather Channel, and I was a stand-up comedian where we were saying weather-related jokes on a stage, pretending there was a crowd there, and they were filming it for the Weather Channel. And this guy who was hosting, I told him my Twitter handle, and he said, "Hey, that's good real estate." That's what he told me. So I use it sometimes. Okay, at Fung says, "What's your favorite type of bagel? What do you like on it?"
I like...
He doesn't eat bagels. He just knows that now if he comes up with nothing, it's going to seem so ridiculous. So he's trying to think of bagels. I'm looking at him. If you guys could see him right now, he's never eaten a bagel in his life. He's not even sure what they are. He's mixing them up with croissants in his head. Anyways, go on. What's your favorite type of bagel?
They're all pretty good.
No. They're all... What do you? I mean, there's an infinite amount of. People are making them all the time. Different.
Everything's good. And sesame.
Sesame bagel is what I tend to go with. This is a sesame bagel. What do you like to put on it?
Cream cheese.
What kind of
cream cheese? Sun-dried tomatoes, pretty good.
Okay, so you do have you've had bagels, yeah, or you've I've at least seen them in a commercial.
Yeah.
Because these are all really kind of.
I watched Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh. Were they prominently featured?
I think so.
Okay. We could move over to the Discord. Do you want to answer more questions? Do you feel like answering more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's take a look here what we've got. And you can join our Discord. We'll post the link up in the Twitter, and please do come join the Discord. We actually hang out in there, and we plan pranks, and we do pranks in there. Ben, are you in the Discord?
No.
I mean, this is... Why are you not in the Discord?
I think I have to download it.
No. Yes. Yeah, you think you have to... Of course you do. It's an application. I've told you. You have to download it.
I made a note in my phone. I'll do it soon.
Okay. So this is, and now you guys can kind of get a little bit of an understanding of what it's like dealing with Ben on these types of issues. We're talking about downloading an application, folks, that, I mean, is your phone here?
Yeah.
Okay, I could do it this very moment. But anyways, he told me, instead of going into his phone and going to the app store and downloading the app, he put a fucking note in the very same phone. You're probably the same amount of steps and the same amount of clicks, and reminded himself to do it later. That's why I love bad though. Truly, that's why.
I
thought
I was supposed to do it on a laptop.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, you do want to get it on your computer as well, but it's on your phone too. Like, it's you using Apple products?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just and also if you're using the cloud or whatever, you just download on one and it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're not using the cloud, eh?
Not correctly. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is not where we want to be. I just want to be. Okay, here we go. So let's. This question comes in from Palma. Palma is a real troublemaker, you have to understand. He just subscribed on the Patreon. I just saw him today, so he will be listening to this most likely. He's a troublemaker. He was actually banned from the Discord for a while because he's just such a troublemaker troll, but we actually love him as well. And so he has a question for you, and his question is, he says, ask Ben if he eats kosher. That's interesting, right after the bagel question as well, because, I mean, kosher, is that not a Jewish thing, kosher?
Yeah, I'm not Jewish.
No, I know. It doesn't mean that you have to be. You can still answer the question. I'm just asking you.
Why would I eat kosher then?
Well, no, you probably don't. But I'm saying it's interesting because Jewish people also make the best bagels, I think. So it's just interesting that those two.
Fun coincidence.
Fun coincidence. But yeah, no. Yeah, he doesn't. That was his way of asking if you were Jewish, maybe. See, that's what I'm saying with this Palma guy. I don't really know what his whole thing is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that could be...
I think he thought I was for sure Jewish, but he wanted to see, like, how Jewish.
I see. No, do people think you're Jewish? I mean, I don't. I never did.
I don't think so.
No. No, I don't think you don't. I mean, because I think maybe sometimes people can come across as being very Jewish, but most of the time I don't think that's the case. Most of the time, I think there's subtleties, I think, that you can maybe pick up on. But all right, let's go on.
I think I'm like quiet nervous, and the Jewish people are like loud nervous.
Okay, so now you're really just starting to really make generalizations, and we just need to steer clear of that altogether. Here we go. This question comes from Assball Axiom. This is my friend Zeke, so don't say some smart ass shitty response to him, because I'm like, he's my actual friend and he helps on, he helps more than you do on the channel. So let's answer his question nicely. And it is a question for you, and it's a proper question. It's not just insulting you. So you should be, appreciate that. Okay. Who is Ben's favorite radio host to call? And does Ben believe the consciousness is an emergent property, or is he a reductionist?
I've never called any radio hosts.
And why is that? Just out of curiosity. You're always around the office. You're always hanging around. We're all hanging out making calls. And so why not? Why don't you ever call? That's a good question.
Yeah, I think I should call more.
You should do some calls. Well, with your job now. Oh, but you have those Tuesday, Wednesdays off.
Yeah.
Okay, those are big call days. That's actually when we do our calls, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you might need to start participating in some of these calls. It's a good idea, I think. Okay. But as of now, Assball, and he knows that, by the way. Like, he's seen every episode and he's been a part of it. So he knows you've never called. So he was doing that to make a point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then let's see the second part. is, does Ban believe that consciousness is an emergent property, or is he a reductionist?
Not a reductionist.
So the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what any of it means?
Like 10%.
Okay. It's impossible to know what 10% of that means. Okay, next question comes from Palma. Oh, he got another question on the other Discord. See, this guy, he's all over the place. Now, this is a good question, though. Does Ban believe in heaven or hell? No, it could be saying, does Ban believe in heaven or hell? Or does I don't know if he's asking either or. That would be a weird question. Like, which one does he believe in? I think he's saying, do you believe in the concept of heaven or hell?
No.
You're not religious?
No.
Okay. There you go, Palma. And here's an interesting one. This is from La Saboteur, who says, what are Ban's plans to eventually remove you from the podcast?
You're an important part of the podcast. Oh. I don't want to remove you.
I mean, that's great. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, hey, the 6 to 7 seconds worth of silence beforehand might lead people to believe that that's not 100% the truth, but it's nice to hear that. And I'll leave that pause in so you can hear it, exactly just how long it was, as he just stared directly forward, not looking at me, and sort of, I guess, assessed what he was going to say in the situation. Okay, let's see where we're at as far as, I feel like, you know, we've been recording for quite a while. Oh, way too fucking long, buddy. It's been 36 minutes. That's a crazy amount of time for us to have been recording. So anything, enjoy the episode, sign up. They already signed up, these people. If they're listening to this, they already signed up. These come out on Tuesdays, just so you guys know, Tuesdays at 5 o'clock, Pacific Standard Time. That's when these will always drop. So you can always come and check, Tuesdays at 5, the other episodes, regular episode drops on Sunday, 7 PM Pacific, and the bonus episode, drops Sunday night at 7:30 Pacific. So if you go to the Patreon, well, you're on the Patreon. Wait, no, maybe you're listening in your app. If you go to the Patreon, then there's a Jim Lockwood episode, which will also be in your feed that you're on right now, and the bonus episode, the new one with Jeremy Hansen, and who else is in it? The new one?
Wayne Dupree.
He is. I said it already this episode, right? Like, I already said it today. You didn't just guess that. Or did you just guess it?
I just guessed
it. It was the only one we had talked about.
He's there a lot.
And it was a good guess, because it was, Wayne Dupree is one of the other ones, and Mike Gallagher. And that's, by the way, my answer for the person who has the most redeemable qualities is Mike Gallagher. He's a really famous host, and he called me back and had a conversation with me on the phone for like a long time, and he has some nasty views, but a few, he's not so far right like some of the guys we're dealing with. He's much more middle, you know, he's like a mainstream guy, and he's like a pretty decent dude, you know, like when you're talking to him. So that would be my answer. Ban, again, if you recall, said, they're all bad. I you know what I mean? Like, none of the above. I'm just above it all. So thanks a lot, Ban, for putting yourself up above, just like you did by making yourself host of this podcast. We were going to do co-hosts, and you wouldn't have that, would you?
No.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Ban, you want to say bye?
Bye, everybody.
The only time he's loud enough is the last fucking word he said. Bye. That was the NES podcast.